Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone. This is the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 95.
Man, we're getting close to the 100 mark, huh?
Yeah, I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And after that two-week hiatus of the two-parter we did,
yeah, that was
we're
cool.
Finally back.
Yeah, we're finally back. If you don't know what we're talking about, we had a very exclusive interview with Micah Jones, lead interior designer of the Camaro Concepts.
Yep.
Both of them.
Yeah.
And as mentioned in the 5th Gen forum, somebody did mention that there's a couple of little tidbits of information, kind of little nuggets and little hints that are just nestled in amongst the conversation.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go back and re-listen to them.
That's right. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. Some important stuff, so pay attention here, because it's going to go real fast.
Real fast?
Well, as fast as we can, because we only got 10 or 15 minutes, so we got to pack it all in. First and foremost, we're going to talk about the Camaro Z28.com Member Summit. The information has been inked in, so we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Nitto Tire is looking for a few good Camaros for a new ad in a major magazine.
Ooh.
Talk a little bit about that. We're going to have a contest next week that,
it's going to be the be-all, end-all of contests.
At least for 2007.
Right.
For us. No iPods this time. The prize we got to give away is much better. A little bit on the diecast front, and if you're an XM satellite radio subscriber and you happen to listen to Channel 42 Liquid Metal, the heavy metal, you know, kill your goats and hang them in your front yard and set them on fire type station, got a little treat for you.
Yeah.
So that's the rundown for today. Starting with the big news.
The summit.
The summit. For the past 12 years, we've been running this site, and we've always wanted to do a meet and greet for the members.
Yeah, just a little get together, meets people, BS.
Yeah. Never found a good way to do it and do it right, and we think we got it.
I think we have a pretty good opportunity this year to pull this off.
That's right. August 10th. You will want to be in the Detroit area for two reasons. Number one is the huge Mondo Giganto 40th anniversary of the Camaro and Firebird and 50th anniversary of the Tri-5 Chevys right at the GM Tech Center in Warren, Michigan.
Yep. This is going to be killer.
It's going to be it's a big deal. This is normally the Bowling Green event that a lot of people talk about, which is a great event in Bowling Green.
Mm-hmm.
I think being right there at the Tech Center is going to be even better. The dates, the official dates for that event are what, the 9th through the 11th for that show?
I think so.
Right. It can be found. There's a link on our, at the front page of CamaroZ28.com.
Yeah, it says Eckler's event. You just click on that.
It's in the lower right-hand corner of the main area there. But that's the one reason why you want to be there. But while you're there, swing by the CamaroZ28.com meet and greet.
Yeah, the summit.
Yep. It's going to be right across from the Tech Center. We rented out just a rather medium-sized, you know, meeting room at the Holiday Inn right there on Van Dyke Avenue. And it's really going to be casual, right?
Oh, yeah, real, you know, casual.
Just,
in fact, I'm sure a lot of you are going to be even staying at that Holiday Inn
right
for the event.
It's probably important to note that I don't believe there's many rooms available right now. When I talked to them, they said there were very few left.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more hotels in the area, and there's a lot more information
That
we can't even cover. We don't even have time in this podcast. We're actually going to be creating a forum starting early next week on the board, a temporary forum to cover, the show and, of course, our meet and greet, our
summit.
Right. But going back to our summit, it's going to be free-flowing, come as you are, have a drink. There's going to be a cash bar. There's a restaurant right there. It's a really nice restaurant. It's a really nice hotel. We're going to be giving away some door prizes, some good stuff there. And the whole point is just to get everybody who's a member of the site together. Shake a few hands, sit back, have a few drinks, get to know each other off the site.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many other things going on
that
night. So we're going to be going from roughly 6 p.m., Until whenever it dies
down.
Yeah,
what new or not new
midnight?
Midnight.
Maybe noon the next day.
One, yeah.
It's gonna be free. I mean, if you want to drink or eat, then that's kind of up to you. But we're getting the room. We're hosting the joint.
Yeah.
I mean, not the joint. You know, no joints. Smoke in the parking lot.
The Mona Lisa room.
That's right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, like I said, August 10th. I'm fired up about this, Chris, because we're going to be able to meet some people
just over a month away
that we've never gotten to meet, but we've known for years. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people from the board there.
Oh, God, this is going to be fun.
So, we're going to be posting a lot more information. We're going to try to get some special guests in and just have a good time.
Yeah. So, keep your eyes on the forum.
Yeah.
For that new, when do you think you'll create that? Tonight?
Well, probably, not tonight. Probably just a little bit after the weekend.
Oh, okay.
So, but that's when we're going to start some, you know, some discussion about, you know, who's going to want to meet up. Hey, are, you know, people can shout out, I'm going to be there. Who else is going to be there? Let's meet up. That sort
Where's
of thing.
Where's the hotel at?
It's going to be a good time. We're going to provide as much information as we can. But the best part about it is that there's nothing stuffy about it. If you want to wear your Slayer t-shirt there, go right ahead. If you want to wear a suit, go right ahead. It's all casual. Yeah. That's the way we want to be it. You know, I mean, we're just car guys like anybody else, and that's how we want to hang. So more information about that. It's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be cool. I still want to talk about that, but we got to move on. All right. Next thing.
Yeah. Nitto.
Nitto. We've worked with Nitto in the past.
Yeah.
And they're good folks, and they make good tires. They're looking for a few good Camaros.
Just a few?
Well, as many as they can fit on the back.
We've got a whole stable of them.
Right.
We can recommend.
Well, they need the best of the best, and only a few, because that's only how many will fit on the back cover of an upcoming Super Chevy magazine.
Oh.
That's right. In the CamaroZ28.com site news and updates forum, which is, you can't miss it, it's the first one on the list, I made a post where Nitto Tire is looking for a few Camaros to put in an ad in an upcoming Super Chevy magazine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's going to be really cool. And it's pretty simple. All you got to do is just go into the thread that I created and post a picture of your car. It's got to be 1024 by 768. The idea is that it has Nittos on it. I'm not going to say the words, how could they tell from a picture, but the idea is, you know, for Camaros with Nittos. Firebirds, I don't know yet if they're wanting Firebirds or just well, no, Camaro. It's going to be super Chevy, though.
Right.
So I guess, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I'll see.
I go ahead and post them.
What the hell? You know, yeah. You know, they might like it enough to use it.
What's the most they can do? Not use it?
That's right. But it's in partnership with CamaroZ28.com and Nitto Tire.
Excellent.
Cool stuff, cool guys, and a cool opportunity, man. I wish I still had
this
my
This is
car.
Your opportunity to get in the magazine.
We'll make your car famous. We've already made a couple cars famous
in the past. I know.
One member was used in the Nitto 1320 online drag race game.
That's
a few
right.
years ago. And then
That's
another
right.
member, Dustin Ray. Everybody knows Dustin, I think.
Yeah.
His car is in, what is it?
Yeah, that video game. Yeah, I've got it for my PSP.
The Rockstar
Midnight
game,
Club.
Midnight Club Dub Edition.
Yeah.
But his second gen, which is an awesome car,
yeah.
wound up making it in there. So here's for round number three to make your car famous. Just check out the thread, and it's pretty simple. Just post your picture, and if they like it, they'll use it, and we'll let you know when it's done.
Yeah.
Time is pretty limited. I guess there's only, like, not even a couple of weeks before this is done, so get them in right away. That's the two big heavy hitters. Well, next week, we're going to be doing our new contest for the month of July.
Mm-hmm. I am waiting for this. We still haven't come up with a contest yet, but
That's
we will,
right.
and we will have it ready for next week's podcast, because we're giving away something huge.
Might as well just tell them. Should we tell them?
Let's wait till next week.
First prize is a handy-dandy one.
Yeah.
I was thinking about just keeping it and using it.
Yeah.
And then we got some cool runner-up prizes, too.
You're going to have to stay tuned.
That's right. That's right. But next week, it'll be fun. Just have our contact information handy to participate in the contest, because that's how we're going to do it. We're going to make you call in. And, of course, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
So, Jason.
Yeah.
How's the diecast car coming along?
This has been such a fun project.
Yeah?
I'm so glad you asked.
I heard you got a huge skid of boxes in yesterday.
Well, there's approximately 1,500 of these cars made. And all but, well, a couple hundred have been pre-sold already.
Does this mean what I think it means?
Well, it means that the cars are shipping to me sometime early next week, I believe.
Oh!
Yeah. As far as the boxes go, I had to spend close to $1,000 in boxes just to cover the first two-thirds of the production run. And it was a skid, weighed about 350 pounds. And well, my employer was not exactly happy about that showing up, because I didn't know it would show up as soon as it did. I only got the best boxes I could find for that sort of thing. They're very sturdy. Actually, I got a sample, and I stood on it. I put 200 pounds on it, and it held me.
Good.
Yeah. It's called an Indestructo box.
Excellent.
So, yeah, the die-cast cars are going to be shipping sometime mid-July. I got a lot of sorting to do, because a lot of people wanted some signatures. The first 150 you had the signature option.
Oh,
you and I are going to have carpal tunnel at the end of it, too.
No kidding.
I got to get a hold of Settlemyer. We're
what
supposed
were you
to meet, meet sometime in mid-July so I can get Settlemyer to sign the cars that people wanted to. What was I thinking? Apparently not enough, because looks like I'm in talks with doing another run.
Oh boy.
Of another car.
Oh.
And it's going to have a neat twist on it in more ways than one, baby. But yeah, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to CamaroZ28.com/diecast and check it out. Get them while you can, because they're going to be sold out before even I know it. If I'm not careful, I got to watch my butt on that. It's been a cool project, though. It's been really fun. It really has, seen it from start to finish. That's why I'm going to do it again. If it sucked, I wouldn't do it again. Well, so far I haven't gotten it all completed, so maybe it might.
Yeah.
It has still
it might still suck.
It has opportunity for suckage yet.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. We mentioned this early on. This is pretty fun. Chris, you and I, we're XM guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've
been an XM guy for many years now. I have it in every single vehicle I own, including a house unit. I own stock in it. I love it.
Ooh, spread out. Look out, man. He's going to go for broke on this one. I like it. Not that much, but.
Oh, I love it. I couldn't even tell you the last time I listened to terrestrial radio.
Listen to what?
Terrestrial radio.
Gosh,
you know,
that sounds nerdy.
FM.
Oh, yeah. F what? Yeah. F you. seriously, what's your favorite channel on that you listen to the most?
Channel 204, the NHL Network.
I should have guessed. Mine is channel 42.
Oh,
Liquid Metal.
That's in one of my presets.
You know,
along with 41.
The don't forget to, you know, musical instructions on how to kill your family and blow up the earth and do a lot of drugs. And
yeah.
Stuff. We got one member that likes XM a whole lot more than we do.
Yeah.
Because he works there. and he hangs out, apparently, with the guy that is the XJ. I don't know. What they call him, DJ?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they
pretty much.
Call him DJs.
His name is Cool Guy for the Liquid Metal, heavy metal, bash your brains out all over the wall station.
Okay.
And, he was nice enough to
do a little promo.
Do a little promo for us, and well, you gotta understand, if you're not a heavy metal listener, you're probably not gonna quite get this, or you're just gonna go, "Yeah, that fits the stereotype," and then some. A little weird, a little crazy. We're gonna have to bleep a lot of this out.
Yeah, it is an uncensored station.
Right, we're gonna censor it as best we can, but there's only so much we can work with. You know, it's like trying to hold back a flood. But Chris, why don't you fire that up? Because I love this. As goofy and weird as it is.
Okay.
Hey, it's 42 Liquid Metal. Hey, Cool Guy.
Who the hell's this now? Broadcast Brian.
What's going on, man? I actually found a fan of yours.
I got the fuck out of here.
I'm serious.
Does he have ears?
Yeah, he's got ears.
Fucking A, man.
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name's Jason.
He's not retarded, is he?
No, he's really cool, man.
All right.
He's got a car website. It's called CamaroZ28.com.
CamaroZ28.com, huh?
Yeah, any Liquid Metal listeners, you dig Firebirds or Camaros, then this website's for you.
And why's that?
This website's got 30,000 members.
Now get the fuck out of here.
Fucking 30,000 members posting technical information, all kinds of shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Pictures and podcasts, too.
Yeah.
Go to www.CamaroZ28.com.
www.CamaroZ28.com?
www.CamaroZ28.com.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cool Guy, and thank you, Brian. That was hilarious.
That was way cool.
Department of Corrections. We have over 70,000 registered members, but I was talking to him before he was doing this, and he asked, you know, how many were there, and I said, there's probably about 30,000 that are regular, you know, routine posters,
sure,
weekly
yeah.
posters, uh-huh. You know, and then the rest are, you know, they're just registered to have the account and never used it, or just the occasional poster, so.
Right.
But he wanted it to be accurate, and, well, I guess.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was fun, man. That really aired on XM, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was really cool. And I sent him a couple of CamaroZ28.com cheap bastard T-shirts.
Sweet.
That's what I call them because they're pretty cheap. But hey, they're nice. I got some myself.
Hey, what the hell?
And supposedly they're supposed to take some pictures of them holding them up so we get to see what these characters look like.
That's funny.
I hope this. I wonder if, you know, Cool Guy looks like he sounds, because he sounds like Scooby Doo.
Uh-huh.
That was awesome. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate that a lot.
Cool.
And with that, I think we're going to have to wrap it up, because
we will be wrapping it up this
how
week.
How can you top that?
Yeah.
You know?
We'll be back at you next week.
Next week for the big old contest.
Yeah.
Maybe some more diecast news and a whole lot more Summit news. We got more stuff coming down the pipe.
And maybe some goofy voicemails.
Maybe. Maybe if we're nice.
Yeah.
That thread will die.
Yeah.
If anybody's listening, the thread will die. You know the Save Toby thing? We should do the Save the Thread thing. Hold it for freaking ransom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.